Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports. This probably will be my shortest podcast of the year, but it's going to be the biggest news podcast. I am here to tell you that just a little while ago, President Trump authorized the declassification of all remaining FBI documents in the Russia probe. There is about a foot and a half stack tall of documents from the FBI, the Justice Department, that will be made public over the next 3 or 4 days before President Trump leaves office on the 20th. It will include some of the most important revelations of the scandal. And, you know, we've had some big ones already. I still go back and shudder to think that there's an FBI interview, an agent who was interviewed by the Justice Department this past September, who says that there was never any evidence of collusion and the whole effort was a get Trump investigation. That was a big one. But here are some of the revelations I think you can rest assured will be in these documents. I have done 6 months of reporting, and I identified the 40 documents that I thought the president would declassify. I'm pretty sure nearly all of them will be in this batch. But one of the most important of all the ones that are there is Christopher Steele's debriefing documents, particularly those after he was fired from the FBI. He came back, if you remember, a lot of people forget this, but in fall of 17, he did a one-time interview with the FBI almost a year after he was fired for leaking. These interviews, this long, lengthy debriefing of Christopher Steele has some bombshell revelations. And I think the most important is that the entire narrative leaked to the news media, driven to the FBI, that Donald Trump was colluding with Russia, was done specifically to neutralize Hillary Clinton's concern that her email scandal had not yet gone away, had not gone away. It was actually a calculated political act. And you'll see in Christopher Steele's own acknowledgement that that was the reason that the James Comey's continued actions to keep the case open drove him to leak and to plant what turned out to be a false story about the Russia collusion and Donald Trump and his ties to Vladimir Putin, which, by the way, never existed. That's going to be the big overarching theme that you're going to see in these documents, but it is set in stone by Christopher Steele's own admission a year later that the reason he leaked, the reason they set the narrative into the marketplace, even though the evidence was bogus, was that, yes, I'm not making this up, they wanted to neutralize Donald Trump. That is consistent with intercepts that the CIA briefed President Obama on in the summer of 16. But Christopher Steele, in his own words, a man who knows why he leaked, why he did the information he did, tells it to the FBI. That is a significant revelation that's going to come out of these documents. The entire Russia collusion investigation was predicated on a dirty trick to protect Hillary Clinton from her own email and Russia liabilities. Irrefutable. You're going to see this, I hope, in the next 24, 48 hours. Here's another big revelation. The main subsource, remember the one that the FBI subsequently interviewed and said Christopher Steele's representations weren't true, they were made up, it was bar talk, I never intended it to be FBI information. Christopher Steele reveals that he got to that subsource. That subsource was delivered to him by one of the most famous impeachment witnesses against Donald Trump, Fiona Hill. Remember the Russia expert? She was lauded by the media, and she is a very good Russia expert, by the way. She, according to Christopher Steele's debriefings, was the person that connected Christopher Steele to his primary subsource for the dossier. And he later, according to Christopher Steele, he tells Fiona Hill that that subsource, that person that she had connected to him, is part of the reason why the dossier became the dossier. Isn't that amazing that someone that would testify against the president in the 2019-2020 impeachment proceedings had an earlier role getting Christopher Steele on his dirty dossier? That's going to be a significant revelation. There are all sorts of revelations about Stefan Halper, the other informant. We always talk about Christopher Steele first, but Stefan Halper is the guy that put a wire on and recorded people like George Papadopoulos and Carter Page. Well, his tasking orders are, I believe, going to be declassified as this. What is a tasking order? It's when the FBI sits down and says, hey, informant, this is what we need you to do. And I believe when people read these tasking orders, when they look at these and they honestly read at the facts are going to show the FBI intended to spy on the Trump campaign. Remember, Democrats and James Comey and other people say, I wouldn't call it spying. The very predicate documents, the tasking order document, where they sit with the confidential human source, Stefan Halper, who, by the way, I think went by the code name Mitch. When they sat with him and gave him his tasking orders, they told him to use the cover of pretending you wanted to join the campaign, the Trump campaign, and then find out everything the Trump campaign knows. And they told him to target specific people like Sam Clovis and George Papadopoulos and Carter Page and others. They were spying on the Trump campaign. This FBI document will show that for sure. Now, there are many other big revelations in there. There's going to be evidence, I think, that after the FBI was told in December 15, keep in mind, December 2015, the FBI was told that Christopher Steele had too many contacts with Russian oligarchs, might be compromised, and that they ought to reevaluate him as a confidential human source, an informer. Now, the FBI didn't do that. But months later, I believe the FBI confidential human source documents, the governing documents showing everything that the FBI did with Steele, will show that the FBI gave sensitive information to Christopher Steele, despite the CIA's warning that he might be compromised by Russians, might have been flagged or tricked by the Russians. What an extraordinary thing for the FBI to do without revetting him, without checking out these national security concerns. There are going to be many other revelations like that, conversations between FBI agents, text messages between the brass at the FBI. These documents are going to take weeks to go through. They're voluminous. As I said, I think it's somewhere between a foot and a foot and a half tall of documents that the president has ordered declassified. There will be days of revelations, days of recriminations. These are very important documents. And right this hour, as we're speaking on this special edition of John Solomon Reports, a short but newsy one, I can tell you that they are in the process of being declassified. They've been gathered. They've been reviewed. They're going out the door to the American public in the next few days. And Just the News will be right on top of all of the developments day in, day out for the next several days. Buckle your seatbelt, get ready. This is going to be an important ride, an adventure through the facts of Russia that were denied us for nearly 4 years. That's all I have for you today. I made it a short one, but I'm telling you, tomorrow, come back. We'll have new revelations. A big moment is upon us, an opportunity to get to the bottom of the truth of the Russia collusion story one last time. Major declassification underway tonight. They should be public as early as tomorrow, certainly by Monday, depending on how the government works. But we will have these documents for the American public to see, to read, to touch, to report on, and to learn from, so that we never make the same mistakes that were made in the Russia case. All right, you've been listening to John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Thank you for listening today. Sorry this is a short one, but I wanted to get you the breaking news of the day. We'll be back tomorrow with a big guest, I think Kash Patel, who, by the way, worked on the Russia investigation for Devin Nunes before he became chief of staff for the Secretary of Defense. He's going to be joining us today. We're going to talk about Biden and the bogus scandal, or complete complaints that they weren't cooperating. The Trump transition wasn't cooperating with Joe Biden. We're going to find out if that's true. We'll probably ask Cash about some of these big revelations in the documents as well. All right, folks, that wraps it up for the day. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for listening to John Solomon Reports. Thanks for checking out the news all the time at justthenews.com. God bless you. God bless America. We'll be back tomorrow. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.